For our second song, let's turn to 136. Song number 136. For our last song, let's turn to 196, song number 196.
Before Christ.
glad to have Brother Kent Krupp here with us tonight, and he will have our devotions for us.
Good evening to each one here this evening. It's a blessing to be here. For devotions this evening, I would like to turn to Matthew chapter 18. Matthew chapter 18, I'm going to read verses 21 through the end of the chapter, 21 through 35. Then came Peter to him and said, Lord, how oft shall my brother sin against me, and I forgive him? Until seven times? Jesus saith unto him, I say not unto thee until seven times, but until 70 times 7. Therefore is the kingdom of heaven likened unto a certain king, which would take account of his servants. And when he had begun to reckon, one was brought unto him, which owed him 10,000 talents. But forasmuch as he had not to pay, his Lord commanded him to be sold, and his wife, and his children, and all that he had, and payment to be made. The servant therefore fell down and worshipped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. Then the Lord of that servant was moved with compassion, and loosed him, and forgave him the debt. But the same servant went out, and found one of his fellow servants, which owed him 100 pence, and he laid hands on him, and took him by the throat, saying, Pay me that thou owest. And his fellow servant fell down at his feet and besought him, saying, Have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. And he would not, but went and cast him into prison till he should pay the debt. So when his fellow servants saw what was done, they were very sorry, and came and told unto their Lord all that was done. Then his Lord, after that he had called him, said unto him, O thou wicked servant, I forgave thee all that debt, because thou desiredst me. Shouldest not thou also have had compassion on thy fellow servant, even as I had pity on thee? And his Lord was wroth, and delivered him to the tormentors, till he should pay all that was due unto him. So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto him, if ye from your hearts forgive not every one his brother their trespasses. Okay, verse 21 and 22, first off. The question came to me, so what was Peter really asking here when he said, Lord, you know, how often do I have to forgive? Is there a limit? And I think it's a question of, well, someone asked me one time if a Christian has rights. And that's really what Peter was asking. He's asking, how far do we have to go before we have a right to say no? And then Jesus seems like he just goes right into this parable. And this is a very familiar passage. And I know for myself it's easy for me. We look at this passage and we just shake our heads and we wonder how someone could be so foolish and so stupid. How someone could be so unthankful, ungrateful. But really, this parable is about each one of us. And each one of us has stood in that same place as that wicked servant. And each one of us has looked at a fellow servant and taken them by the throat over nothing. This first wicked servant, he could never repay that debt. I don't think if you study into that, that amount was huge. There was no way he could have ever paid that in his lifetime. And that's the same with us. Christ has made the provision to forgive each one of us. Even though there's nothing that we can do of ourselves that could pay that debt. But Jesus paid it for us. And then so often we come and we find someone who maybe steps on our toe a little bit, and we just tear right into them. So we cannot, it takes a proper perspective, a proper view of ourselves. We need to view ourselves as sinners. And if we view ourselves as sinners, it's not quite so hard to have patience when someone else wrongs me. True forgiveness can only be the result of a Christ-filled life. I think you can cover things up. But true forgiveness takes Christ living in us. It's my challenge for each one tonight. I know that there's you, some of you probably could tell me a lot more about it. You know a lot more. You've experienced a lot more than I have. I have not had a hard life. But I guess that's my challenge for each one of us, is to remember when someone steps on our toes, that remember what Christ has done for us. Let's kneel for prayer.
Thank you, Kent, for that devotional. That someone that was sharing with me probably, I don't know, towards a year ago, that scripture became much more alive to me. Understanding that my relationship with God, the condition for me to be forgiven by God, is totally dependent on my being willing to forgive those around me for the offenses done to me, real or imagined. And I sure don't think we can be too critical of that servant, because we've all been there. I want to take a selection out of either hymnal. And first of all, someone have a selection.
Number 600.
Number 600 in the Christian hymnal. And then after this, we'll be having the children come forward singing. And Melissa Schrock is going to have some, lead you in some songs. And sometime here on into the... after the children are done, I'm going to ask Kevin Miller to come up and lead two songs of his choice and share anything that he would like to share with us. Also, sometime here this evening, we're going to be asking for a volunteer men's group, so I'll let you be thinking about that. And we would love to have all of you. So it's two very old familiar songs that we'll be singing here tonight. So, okay, 600 in the Christian hymnal.
No tears in heaven, no sorrows here, all will be glory in that land. There'll be no sadness, all will be gladness when we shall join that happy band. No tears.
Okay, the children want to come up, and then after the children are done, Kevin, if you want to be ready to lead the songs.
Thank you. Greetings to all this evening in Christ's name. It's good to be here. Take your church hymnals and turn to 521. Tonight I did something different. I asked Ron if I would be all right if I'd lead a song or two, which is very, I might say, very uncharacteristic of me. But over in Ukraine, it's very unusual to lead a song, and so that's something I have really missed. And with the language barrier, when you do get a hold of a songbook, you feel kind of bad, but you have to keep it about right here. And you just kind of hope nobody else needs it beside you, because I want to be able to read the words. I might not understand them, but I'd like to at least read it. So sometimes you have to share it with somebody, and so you really feel like you need to be down here reading it. But that doesn't work because you're in front of the other person. So anyway, it's been a learning experience for me. But I thought, well, I'm not sure. I wasn't sure what to lead tonight. I thought maybe I'd lead two songs. 521 here, Lord, Thou Lord of Life. It's a familiar tune, maybe unfamiliar words, but very beautiful words in this song. Especially like the last phrase, ours is the faith, the will, the thought, the rest, O God, is in thy hand. Then I thought maybe we'd sing one of my favorites, When Peace Like Your River. I too wanted to take the opportunity to, we'd like to express our appreciation for your prayers while we're over there. Also, we've really enjoyed our visit here. Even though it's been a little short for us, but we have enjoyed it. We fly out this coming week, Thursday, I guess. We leave for, go back over there and get back to work. So, but we have really appreciated that we could be here this couple weeks. And I'd like to just share the fact that there's been a lot of changes here since we left in the last 6 months. But one thing I had to think of tonight, those changes, you know, we're I don't know how many thousands of miles away. It's actually still very real to us, the pain. That some of you have gone through. And I'd just like to say that we really appreciate the church here very much. let's sing this song, 521. Who all knows this tune? Hurry up, but okay.
Oh, Thou Lord of life, our saving help, who makes Thyself reliant our cares, our gifts are sealed, our true rest well, to serve. Dear Lord. 452. Thank you.
Thank you, children, for singing. I don't know about everybody else, but I know I always enjoy it when the children are singing. Something refreshing about seeing little children up there enthusiastically singing. Thank you, Kevin, too, for that song. It is well with my soul. You know, when we really come to Christ, we can truly say, it is well with my soul. After this song, we'll have that volunteer men's group, so be ready for it, and hope to see a lot of you up here. Song number 113 in the Christian hymnal. 113. Can come forward.
The two songs that I picked out here this evening, actually asked Matt Miller is going to lead these for us, but one is one that we sang a lot back at the time we were in chorus, Someone to Thank, and it just brings out our dependency, understanding our dependency on God, and understanding really how little we have in ourselves. The other one is a favorite song of mine, a very familiar one, How Great Thou Art. You know, as we come, I think we are privileged to live in one of the most beautiful places in the U.S., especially as we, in early spring, as you watch everything breaking out beautiful and green, and then here in the fall, as you see the colors start changing and the hillsides and the rivers, the creeks, the lakes we have around us, it just seems you don't have to go very far until you just don't, the country doesn't look near as pretty. So just thank the Lord for that.
I might just say a little bit too. When Ron asked me to lead the singing tonight, I told him I'd be stepping a little bit out of my comfort zone, but we'll give it a try. And it's really a privilege to be able to praise the Lord. I was listening to an explanation recently of from an evolutionary standpoint of how the Big Bang happened. And he was talking about how there was a tiny particle, micro particle that was incredibly dense, that exploded. And it wasn't an explosion in the terms that we would normally think of an explosion. It was more of an expansion. And it all happened in just split seconds. And then he went on to say how delicate the balance is for gravity required to keep everything, our solar system, working. And I just had to think, you know, that's all really incredible. But something like that, that takes a lot of faith to believe. And science isn't really supposed to have, you're not supposed to have faith. Science is supposed to be provable. And but we have, Christianity calls for faith. And we have a great God. And it impressed me with how great and tremendous creation really was. And also this first song, Someone to Thank, I was reading recently in Daniel when it talks about how those men petitioned the king to make a decree that he was the only one that should be worshipped. And Daniel still opened his windows and prayed. And I hadn't really noticed before what he prayed. But it said that he gave thanks to the God of heaven. Opened his windows and gave thanks to the God of heaven. And I was really impressed with that. What a time to... I would probably be on my knees imploring the Lord for help. But I think that shows how tremendous his faith was as well. And it's just a real privilege that we have someone to thank.
There's someone who daily my needs does supply. These good things don't just happen. There's someone on high. 'Tis his mercy and grace that allows me to live. He deserves all the thanks I can give. To thank for every new day.
congregation to help us on the fourth verse, "When Christ Shall Come." Just join in with us.
Thank you very much for helping to sing those songs, and it's really appreciate the spontaneity in coming on out and helping with that. Do we have a selection? 28 in the Christian hymnal. Okay, let's sing all three verses, and then on the third verse, we'll have the chorus come on up, and we'll turn the rest of the evening over to you and to the ministers to close. And I want to thank the chorus ahead of time for singing. It's something that you that we really enjoy. And also want to thank you for singing We Shall Meet by the Side of the River tonight. I heard you practicing ahead of time, and I think that's one of my favorite songs that you sing.
Walking in sunlight all of my journey over the mountains through the deep air, Jesus has said, I'll never forsake thee, promise divine that never can fail. Heavenly sunlight, heavenly sunlight, flooding my soul with glory divine. Alleluia, I am rejoicing, singing his praises, Jesus is mine. Shadows around me, shadows above me, never conceal my Savior and guide. He is the light, in him is no darkness. Ever I'm walking close to his side. Heavenly sunlight, heavenly sunlight, flooding my soul. Sunlight, ever rejoicing, pressing my way to mansions above, singing his praises, gladly I'm walking, walking in sunlight, sunlight of love, heavenly sunlight.
Good evening. I'd like to, right off the bat here, do something a little bit different. I'd like to take our Christian hymnals and turn to number 49. Probably going to be the hymnals. I was thinking I was going to maybe have the chorus sing this tonight, but I forgot. And I had to think of Grandpa yesterday when we were at Applewater Day. This is the first time he's not been at Applewater Day. And I just thought maybe we could sing a couple of verses of one of his favorite songs, Leaning on the Everlasting Arms. So I'd like to sing the first and last verse, if you would, and you can sing my memory there.
What a fellowship, what a joy divine, leaning on the everlasting arms. What a blessedness, what a peace is mine, leaning on the everlasting arms. Lead Jesus, lead Jesus, safe and secure from all alarms. Lead Jesus, lead Jesus, leaning on the everlasting arms. What have I to dread? What have I to fear? Leaning on the everlasting arms. peace with my Lord so near, leaning on the everlasting arms.
Would say amen. Okay, just a little invitation here. Brenda and Dorcas, you're welcome to come up and help us for old time's sake if you care to. We're not going to force you, like somebody mentioned, but you're sure welcome to. I think you'd know at least most of the songs. And by way of introduction, we'll sing four songs tonight. Two of them are songs that Kevin and Irene chose especially. And so we'll sing those two, Streams in the Desert, and or Like a Stream in the Desert, and the song By the River. First one we're going to sing is another one of, is one that Steve had left with us. We are walking in the light and of God. We are living in the love, and we're singing with the joy. And I just so much appreciated this morning the opening a message both, but those 12 things that Murray talked about, we incorporate those into our lives and what a difference that would make. But of course, most of all, that Jesus is first. And then this song will be a joy to us. And then the also sing Blessed Be the Tie That Binds, those four songs.
Kevin, as you go back, I'm just thinking about you and praying for you, and also for our church. Bless be the tie that binds. We need it.
As always, it was good to be here tonight. I so enjoy hymn sing night. And I know I've said a lot about this before other times, but it gets me every time, I guess. I am rereading or re-listening to a book right now. And just one of the statements in this book, it's a secular book, but it talks about the difference it's a book about survival. And I think it's got a lot of life lessons. But he makes one statement in there. He said that if we don't act on something, we don't believe it. And, you know, he makes a statement that if we hold something to be true intellectually, and yet it makes no connection with us emotionally, it actually, when the critical time comes, when push comes to shove, and you need to make a decision, you don't have it. And it was interesting to me tonight when the chorus was singing, and they sang, "We are marching in the light of God." My four-year-old son leaned over and he said, "But they're not marching." And, you know, are we marching? We're talking about this. We're singing about this. We're stating facts. But are we marching? So let's become involved emotionally and intellectually in this race that we're running and as we're marching forward. I enjoyed the devotional on forgiveness. You know, how many of us so need that, those words? We've been forgiven so much, and yet sometimes in our small minds and in our narrow perspective, we find it so difficult to forgive each other, to forgive others. We find reasons why, in this case, it's okay for me to hang on to this poison pill of bitterness that will kill nobody but ourselves. Onward, Christian soldiers, it is well with my soul, leaning on the everlasting arms. And I just could just about look up in that corner and see Brother Dan. You know, when Ron was talking this morning about sunshine boards, I'm sure Dan did the same to you as he did to me. He was a bit of a sunshine board, wasn't he? And I remember being I was sitting up there where Matthew and David are sitting. And Brother Dan had a lot more important things to do than think about a little, you're not little, a young man up there on the front. But you know, he would come up to me after church and talk to me and give me a compliment out of the blue. Didn't need to, didn't have to. And I know he didn't need to, and I knew he didn't have to. And that's what made it special. And he's gone. And where's the sunshine board? Do we have one left? Somebody sitting there in the back, willing to take notice of those who are coming up, and those who maybe are blue, or just here. Give them a word of encouragement. And let's not also forget that grief is a lonely place. And we've got Martha here tonight. Angelina and Katie. Others who are left alone. And let's be there for them. You know, it's very true in one way that grief has a loneliness that can't be touched or can't be filled by anybody else. But it's also true that we can touch people. And let's not ignore the pain that's around us. And let's be there for them as we can, for those people who need us. I had to think, when the chorus is singing about it, like a stream in the desert, how many times is that a desert of our own making? You know, when we've shut ourselves off from human companionship or human... Or relationships, when we shut ourselves off from God. And yet, even when we find ourselves in those places, if we open the door, God will come in like a stream in the desert and open himself up, or open us up to those joys that are always there for people who open themselves up to God. So, Lord bless you this week. And if you're working on that checklist that Murray read you this morning, that was a really, really a blessing to hear that. And one of the things that he mentioned there was about how Christ needs to be central. You know, the problem with checklists is that we're never positive they're comprehensive. Did I miss something? And that's why we should never be checklist Christians. It's good and it's helpful, and I appreciate that checklist. And yet we should never get into that mindset that I've ticked all the boxes, and therefore I'm doing the right thing. Because our checklists always miss something. And when we miss something, or when we mess up in our checklist, ask yourself, what shines through? Because we're all going to make mistakes. But can people see Jesus in those gaps when we miss a checklist, when we miss a checkpoint? Can we see Jesus behind there in our attitude and our motivation? Or does somebody see somebody who is just merely trying to do their duty without actually being engaged in following Jesus? All right, thank you so much again for participating tonight, and Lord bless you this week. Are there any announcements? All right, I've got one. We are so glad that Kevin and Irene are here. And the ladies have got to take care of Irene on their own. I think they already have somewhat. But we'd like to do something for Kevin this week. They're leaving on Thursday. And we'd like to have all the men get together for breakfast at 6:30 Tuesday morning. And we had started arranging this to meet at Rusty Spurs at 6:30. And somebody came up with a brilliant suggestion. Well, why don't we, if we're going to be giving that much money away to Rusty Spurs, how about we give it to some of the youth girls instead? So what we're going to do is this. We're going to have a pancake fry or a pancake breakfast over here at the gym at 6:30 on Tuesday morning. And the menu is going to be up to them. And let's plan on coming and paying $6 a piece. And if the service is exemplary, you can give a tip too, just like you would if you're going to a restaurant. So I'd like to see how many people think they could possibly make that for Tuesday morning. And we'll take a quick count. I'm going to say you better plan for about 40, somewhere in there. All right, so see you there at 6:30 on Tuesday morning over at the gym. No other announcements. Let's stand for prayer. Thank you so much for your blessings to us.